skirts through here. It's the main one in the village, and we'll be safe. Sean looked up as a minor explosion erupted in one of the buildings.
Do you think this is smart? I mean, lava flows down, and we are going into a sewer, which is down, where there is no escape.
Brock looked up the hill. A slow wave of lava was creeping toward them.
I don't know if it will be much better up here. At least these are sealed.
Eddie stretched his tattooed arms over his head and frowned at the hole.
Death by sewage. That sounds fucking amazing.
Sasha rolled her eyes.
It's either go into the shit and have a chance, or stay up here in the lava and burn to death. It's your choice. Personally, I don't want to be a historical relic one day. Just another pretty face trapped inside a cooled lava sarcophagus.
Sean put one foot on the ladder.
Chick has a point. I don't want to be the next Pompeii. Come on, guys. It's just shit. We've been covered in demon guts before. It can't be much worse than that.
They all climbed down into the hole, Sasha last. She pointed to the right and covered her nose.
Head that way. I'll tell you where to go next.
Brock made his way to the front of the group. They followed him through the sewage and trash floating at the level of their calves. They reached a fork, and Sasha pointed to the right again. Brock made the turn and froze. Four sets of bright red eyes stared at him from the end of the pipe. Without warning, the red eyes surged toward the guys. Brock showed his teeth in a snarl.
Get ready. Go with hand-to-hand combat or any other weapons you have.
Sean smirked and pulled a short sword from its sheath. Turner stood next to him, grinning, holding a dagger in each hand.
Hell yeah! I always wanted to fight shit in literal shit!
Eddie furrowed his brow.
You guys need to get a life.
Brock looked at Sasha for a moment, ready to comfort her. She didn't need it. She was calm and collected. He whispered,
Just stay here. We'll handle this.
The four guys ran and met the demons in the middle of the dirty sewer. Turner took the one in the middle, punching him hard in the side of the head. The demon stumbled back, but caught his footing and growled. The beast lunged forward, but before he could slash him with his claws, Turner crossed both knives over its neck and pulled outward. Blood splashed the walls of the sewer, and the demon fell into the sludge, the dark water splashing Turner across the face. Turner grimaced as he wiped the shit from his cheek.
Come on, man! Fucking gross!
Next to him, Sean was kicking and boxing with a tall, thin demon. He jumped and spun with his leg extended. The demon stepped back, but not far enough. He got a boot in the side of his neck. Sean landed and immediately struck again, slamming his fist into the demon's throat. The demon's loud, screeching whine echoed down the tunnel.
Fuck you! Get out of my sewer!
Sean yelled. He leaped forward and grabbed the demon by the head, kneeing it in the face. Before it could tug away, he twisted its head hard, ripping it from its shoulders. Sean dropped the head into the shit below and wiped his forehead with his sleeve. Farther down the tunnel, Brock was battling a demon on one side, and Eddie fought on the other. Brock slashed his demon across his stomach, then shoved his longsword into the demon's heart. A girlish giggle floated to him. He glanced at Sasha, narrowing his eyes at her strange smirk. Suddenly, a hand flew by his head. Turner was holding the demon's paw just inches from his face. Turner wagged a finger in Brock's face.
You might want to watch what you're doing.
Brock glanced back at Sasha, but she had turned away. He jammed the sword harder into the demon's chest, and it turned to ash. He opened his mouth to say something to Turner when a loud shriek cut him off. They whirled to find Eddie holding the demon by the neck and pounding its face with the butt of his short sword over and over again. Eddie screamed out in anger,
Fucking come to my planet! Fucking kill my friends, you sick son of a bitch! Go back to hell!
Sean walked up to Eddie and put his hand on his shoulder.
Bro, just finish it!
Eddie breathed heavily, looking at Sean before reversing his sword and slicing the demon's head off. He mumbled to himself,
Fuck you, demon. Back to hell with you.
The four guys looked around, but there weren't any more demons in sight. As they walked back towards Sasha, Brock put his hand on Eddie's shoulder.
You all right, man?
Eddie shook his head.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me. I just felt so angry. I'm okay now.
Brock clapped him on the shoulder, then the team formed around Sasha. She pointed down the tunnel.
Come on, I'll lead you to the church. Just keep your eyes peeled for anything else.